We're having a demonstration in Central Ybor starting at 5 to protest the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act and its provisions that now allow for the indefinite detainment of American citizens.
And the president had threatened to veto the bill, but then he backtracked and he said that now he'll sign it.
Now he's willing to sign it. And that is actually the real target of our protest today, is to tell Obama that we still would like him to veto it. It's not too late.
What is it about that bill that really upsets you?
Well, as somebody who's decided to get a lot more participatory in my democracy in the last few months, the idea that I could potentially be put away for such activities is extremely disturbing. All Americans should be outraged by this bill.
Why do you think that demonstrators might be considered terrorists in this case?
Because if we do it on a large scale, we're a threat to the power structure.
One more time, where and when?
Centro Ybor, 5 o'clock rally, 6 o'clock march to Obama's headquarters.
And the action today that's going to focus on the Obama campaign headquarters, the re-election campaign in Ybor City for Obama. You also did an action Thursday morning. Tell us about that.
It wasn't really so much an action. A group of us the night before had crafted a letter about the National Defense Authorization Bill and wanted to share it with Obama's campaign headquarters. They're really the only target in Tampa locally we have that is a way to confront Obama. I would like to make a note here. It's also the offices for Organizing for America, and we've had quite a bit of controversy in the last 24 hours about that fact, because a lot of Democrats in this community, a lot of people who have worked with them, are upset that they think we're protesting them. I want to go on the record very strongly saying we are not protesting Organizing for America. We are using that location. We are going to be protesting at that location. Because it is Obama's campaign headquarters in Tampa as well. Unfortunately, they're just in the same office. I've done everything I can to find any other campaign headquarters for him. And if anybody has information for that, they should definitely contact me on Facebook.
And so what did you do with this letter at the campaign headquarters?
We just taped it all over their wall, Martin Luther style. That was kind of the idea. We are here to let you know that this is not acceptable to us.
What else is going on this weekend with Occupy Tampa?
Tomorrow at, I want to say it's 11 noon or 1. I know it's on the website, so forgive me. We are having a lunch at Joe Redner's Voice of Freedom Park. We're going to start introducing ourselves to that community and that area slowly. It's a private park, so we don't want to just invade and take over. So that'll be tomorrow, and everybody's certainly welcome to that too. It's Food Not Bombs is helping us kind of start into that park, and it'll be a good time.
And Occupy Women of Tampa also meet on Saturday?
Occupy Women of Tampa meets every Saturday at 4 p.m. That's at Curtis Hickson Park, and that's always interesting and informative.
Occupy Tampa continues to stay on occupy on the sidewalk in front of Curtis Hickson Park. Is that true? Is that where
currently that is true, yes.
People can find you there pretty much all the time.
All the day since October 1st, we've been there.